Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. How are you doing this morning?
Okay. This what is this, the January thaw?
It's a spring
for a day or two.
It's like spring. The crocuses will be croaking.
We always get a January thaw. Sometimes it's longer. We'll see. But anyway, I think what this is about it. It's going to snow next, right?
I don't think there's
any big thing
in the forecast, but who knows?
Interesting. But anyway, it is Saturday, January 25th, 2020. It is 10:04 in the morning, and we always say that at the beginning of the show because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, that it will be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., live streaming if you go to our website, saperston.com. That's S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you should be connected. Also at the website, you can go to the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, and all of our shows are archived. So if you click on chat and archives, and then archives, you can find all of the shows. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, they're there for a long time. I know it must be a couple of years there.
I hope so.
As far as I know, I've never gone back and seen how much is there. And then finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy. World-renowned economist.
Yes, very good. Yeah, no, easy to understand. They talk a lot about housing, and yeah, I think they're running out of things to talk about, Pete. Things are so good.
It's hard to believe. Somebody can always find something to say that it's terrible. Matter of fact, Barron's kind of picked on the housing stocks because they said that there's a it's being less affordable or something like that.
Same thing with rents. It's just unbelievable.
And that's mainly because there's such a low supply, I guess.
That's correct.
That's kind of interesting. And so anyway, if you'd like to get a copy of the free economic report, it is available at the website, usually late Friday, but definitely Saturday morning at the latest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And right now, give us a call, 803-1520 or toll-free, 800-879-7541. Also, if for some reason you don't want to call, but we do like to talk to people, but
sometimes,
if you don't want to call, it depends on who they are, But anyway, at our website, there is a chat box, and you can go to saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. This time, click on Chat, and a box pops up. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're thinking to do with it.
Yeah.
Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And one thing I will say, sometimes some people don't get covered on the chat box, and the reason that is we do give precedence to callers on the line. And then we'll go to the chat box, when there's no callers on the
line.
Right.
Last week I was handcuffed because I didn't have my laptop.
Right. Now you're all ready to go. So is there anybody on the chat box there?
Well, Art from New Jersey, our friend, is asking about Boeing. And it's funny because I have it on my first question to talk to you about also. I just don't understand, with all the bad news, how it acts so well. It's got to be a rip-roaring buy. I mean, it closed at 323.05, and just with all the stuff, the deaths, the this, it just doesn't want to go down. It's unbelievable.
I guess it's a week or two ago, I gave an example of a lot of times that indicates a sold out stock, believe it or not, meaning that everybody who's frightened to death or wants to sell basically has sold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And often that is a clue, doesn't guarantee you anything. I mentioned the Macy's example, how Barron's tried to bury them 2 weeks in a row, and the stock just
ignored it. So I remember you saying that.
Yeah, so but Boeing, you're beginning to see. Plus, it fell into support. Boeing has, a very important support, say, in the 300 area, maybe a little above it, a little below, not much below. And, you know, it's been rebounding. So, and what support means is that's where buyers have been before. You don't know if they're still there, but the way the stock's acting, looks like the buyers are saying if Boeing gets near the 300 area. And if you're thinking of investing in it, I mean, the company's not going out of business. There's no question about that. So if you want to nibble, this is certainly a good area to be nibbling, and then you could sit back and decide what to do next.
I mean, 52-week high is 446.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you realize, you know, obviously if it broke down below that support area, I'd have to check in a longer term chart to see where support would be. But hang on a minute there. But, you know, like this is an interesting area to do some nibbling. There's no question about that. And let's see. So we'll do a long term chart on Boeing just to see where the support has been. Oh, boy, that is very important support. Look at that.
What is the 300?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Holy cow. That's support since 2018. Yeah. So, you know, if it dropped much below, it might. Sometimes what happens is it takes out the support, frightens the last of the sellers, and turns around. So you don't run for cover immediately, but you know, kind of do your own research, as we always say. You know, sit back a little, and then you can decide what to do if it dropped, you know, much below that 300 area, depending on how much risk you're willing to take.
Got it.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. So once again, phone lines wide open. Very easy to get in. I know you're not out there mowing the lawn on this somewhat spring day. So 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Or once again, you can go to the chat box by going to saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, and the chat box comes up. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're thinking of doing with it.
Right. So 27 years have you been doing this, Pete. You know that?
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
We're like an unhappily married couple.
It was just like... I was at my friend's restaurant last night, and somebody asked him, how long have you been in business? And he has to think about it for a while. And he says, yeah, you know, you don't realize how many years it's been. You know, and same thing there. You don't realize 27 years. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Right. We do have somebody on the chat box in case you want.
Okay.
To
so what's the word?
Asking about Home Depot HD, which closed at $232 even. I want to know if it's time to sell.
Well, I would not. It's a, you know, a couple things. Okay, A, if you have enough of a position and you have a big profit, taking a little off the table, no problem. Mm-hmm. You know, quarter of it, half of it, whatever.
10%, whatever. Sure.
Whatever. You know, and so it depends what your position is. I mean, look at that stock on a monthly chart, right?
Nice.
Back in 2010, it was down around what 20, 25, somewhere around there.
Nobody wanted it.
Nobody wanted it. And now it's up, what, almost 10 times, 8 times, whatever. Amazing. So, you know, you never know when a top is in for sure. If you were going, once again, depending on where your entry point is, how much risk you're willing to take, I would only, you know, if you're a longer-term investor, I would reevaluate maybe under 210 a share. And I don't think that's too far back.
No.
You know, so you could, you know, watch it. And if it dropped under 210, you might reevaluate it at that point. You know, the only problem with that 210 area is there's potential support in that area. So you'd give it a little leeway. And you know, once again, depending on how much risk. And then some people just say, look, I'm very uncomfortable. Everybody's telling me the market's going to crash and I can't take it. Then, you know, take your profit and forget about it, you know. Because, you know, if it dropped much below 210, the next support would be somewhere around 184, 185.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, phone lines are still wide open. 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. And there was something that would be music to Willard's ear. Years in this week's Barron's.
What is that?
It was mentioned that it might be time to get in energy stocks.
Hmm.
And The big plug was in a company he knows very well. We own him, you know, some portfolios, is BP.
Yeah.
And they really touted that. They said based on the free cash flow, that dividend, what is it, 6.4% or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Nice dividend on the stock. So interesting, you know, interesting for people to do research. You know, we always say just because something's mentioned, you don't jump out tomorrow and buy it.
Right.
You know, you look into it, you see if it's suitable for you. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, why they won't look at a chart, I don't know. But if you look at a chart, you can, you know, support and resistance is obvious. Support's where the stock has bounced off before. The more times it's bounced off, the stronger the support is. And, you know, resistance is the same thing. There's more touches to that resistance area, you know, the more times the sellers have come in at that area. So when you know where support is on your stock, you say, hey, look, if it could drop down and test support again, but I'm willing to take that risk down to that level. You know, mm-hmm. that's within my tolerance. And that's what you should do, but most people won't.
Right. And speaking of energy, somebody is asking about Exxon. With a
they always ask about
question.
Exxon. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
I personally dislike energy.
You dislike energy?
I just have never been successful in doing anything about it and making money with it. Same thing with utilities. I just don't like them. That's me personally.
And yet they make new highs, all-time highs every
that's
day.
Right. Without me, yeah. Right.
Without you there.
Yeah. Well, utilities only going up because interest rates have been dropping. So that's not it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. But I think it's all short-term. But Exxon closed at $66.32.
That is
5.25% yield.
Important support. You know, you might look at some of the other energy companies. You know, that's possible. You know, that don't just focus on Exxon. But was he thinking of buying it, he said?
That's what it says.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a very important area. And if you've, once again, you know, done research or some reason why you really like Exxon, this is an area to at least nibble because it is a very strong support area. If it were to break down below that, okay, we'll try to find the next support area on it, which would be in the, let's see. I even got my glasses on. I'm having trouble. About 56 to 58 would be support. So, you know, if you're thinking of making it a longer-term investment, you could nibble here. Or if you're absolutely convinced, you know, that this is the time to buy and it's mm-hmm. at important support, you can make that decision. Or you could say, as an investment, I buy a little here, and if it drops to 58, I buy a little bit more. And, you know, you go from there. You know, otherwise, you know, obviously, if it just kept going, it could drop into the mid-40s. Is that possible? Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
But, you know, with very strong support at 66 and you want to buy it, you know, you could nibble. And if it did go to 58, buy a little bit more, you know. And then put, you know, a reasonable level to be out of it, you know, because you could get down to the 45 area. I don't think you want to see that. You know?
No.
So it doesn't mean you will, but that's where the next support would be if it blew right through.
Right.
So right now, once again, I can't believe it. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And I guess the market had a down week. No shock. And, you know, after running up, they had a seize on something. And the seize on something that was unexpected, you know, which was this virus that's out there, right?
Right.
So it was an excuse, you know, to sell. You know, as I mentioned before, the typical election year is, yeah, can be a little bumpy, a little volatile in January, you know, February and March. You know, March tends to be a low, doesn't mean it has to follow the typical election year. And right now, as I look at it, I would still have to believe that a pullback is a buying opportunity, and you should be watching for stuff you might want to buy. I would not think, and take it for what it's worth, which isn't much, that maybe a 3 to 5% correction could occur, you know, mm-hmm. unless something really came out of the blue that was totally unexpected. You know, then that would change things. But right now, you know, things basically look right. And then I forgot, you know, there was like five stocks in the S&P, right? Like Apple, Amazon. What are the FANG stocks like?
Google, Facebook.
Facebook, whatever it was. Five of them make up almost 18% of the S&P.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And most of them have earnings coming out this coming week.
Yeah.
So that could be very interesting.
I was listening on Friday. I wasn't in the office, mm-hmm. but I was listening, and they were talking about the same thing, the percentages and how mm-hmm. many. And those,
yep. Yeah. But you know, it's more interesting now because most of them have earnings next week that'll be coming out. So obviously with an 18% weighting in the S&P, I would guess it's even more in the NASDAQ 100.
Yeah, I think they were saying, too, that's the highest percentage since, I can't remember, 2000 or something like that.
Yeah, it was 20% at the highest level,
something,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. So it'll be something interesting to watch as those earnings come out next week. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go to Dominic in Sarasota. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Nice to hear you. Thanks for taking my call.
That's all right. We're glad to see we're all still around.
Yeah. Well, I see Willard brought that cold weather down here the other day. I got my car and said, watch out for slippery and icy conditions.
Really? Holy
cow. Oh, yeah. Well, it was 34 here that morning down here, 35, so... And that's without the wind. The wind chill was about 28 when I was walking.
So, well, the iguanas were falling out of the trees.
I saw pictures of that on YouTube. It showed that once they get so cold, they just fall down. They were showing them around pools and, you know, different areas.
Yeah, they're reptiles,
stuff.
So they... Yeah. That's how they...
Unbelievable. Yeah. I'm sure Willard's mumbling about the weather down there, that's for sure. So, anyway, what's up with you?
We got two stocks. One mm-hmm. I own, one I did, and I want to buy back. The one I own is HBT, Heartland Bank and Trust, and the one I want to buy is Wells Fargo.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I'm just looking. I owned it at, I sold it at 52, 53 something, and looking to buy back in later on down the road. But was wondering, you know, what.
Let me take a look here.
I know they're supposedly. Got other people that there may be lawsuits coming, I guess, or something. I heard that yesterday.
That's true. And once again, you know, the best indications, you know, as David was mentioning, as I mentioned with Macy's, you know, if bad news keeps coming out and they can't sell down very much, it's telling you it's probably time to get in, that all the sellers are out, you know, not all, but almost all the sellers are out of there. And so that's one of the things, one of the clues I'd be looking for, you know, if all of a sudden you saw, another big lawsuit and the stock just doesn't budge or goes down a little, comes back, that'd be a great clue for you, you know.
Right.
And let me take a look at one other thing. That HBT looks very nice. Let me take a look real quick over here. I shouldn't always say real quick, but anyway. And I want to see where the 200-day is at 17.5. The 50-day is at 18. The stock closed at 1889. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it's in an area. Some people, what they do is, that you know, they like to buy between the 50-day and 200-day. So I'd say as long as it stays above 17, say, I think you're all right.
All right.
And what was the other one?
Wells Fargo.
How could I forget Wells Fargo? That's our company we clear through, right?
Yeah, last I know.
Yeah, as far as I know, until I say something bad.
It's all your fault.
It's all my fault, right. But anyway, I mean, the real strong support for this stock, which is very strong, between 44 and 45.
Close at 47.57.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about buying it, too. I've got some regional banks that have made some nice moves that I'm out of it also. And I just been thinking about it. I haven't been able to pull the trigger, so to speak.
Yeah, so basically, you know, if it went to 43, you'd have to, you know, reevaluate it, you know, because that's been very support for the last couple of years, all right? So it might be worth it.
Yeah, I was thinking of just buying it. Well, I put a toe in the water for a while just to see what was going on, because it seems, you know, depending on, you know, what happens. But like I said, there's been a lot of bad publicity and stuff coming in. It's went down, but it really hasn't sunk you know, to the deep end, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. It's close, you know, to the support. And so that's what I was going to say. Take a nibble at it, no question about it, you know. And if it went to 43, then I would reevaluate it at that point.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a good week.
Okay, you too. Nice to hear from you. Take
care.
Thank you. Hope the weather gets better. Okay, we did have somebody else on the line, but I guess they gave up. But anyway, phone lines are wide open again, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
We do have a question on
we
the
chat. We have chats room. On the chat box?
We have a couple, yes.
What do you got?
Somebody wants to know how the chart looks on Netflix, NFLX.
Oh, my God.
Close at 350-316. We were.
Well, I will tell you, the big clue in Netflix was, he didn't say whether he's looking to buy it or sell it.
How does the chart look, it says?
Well, the chart looks interesting. It's at resistance in the 360 area. But, you know, the big clue was the earnings come out, they slam the stock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the stock comes right back, mainly because the day before options expiration, two firms, I believe it was Guggenheim and UBS reiterated buys, and I think Guggenheim raised their target to 420 on the stock.
Mm-hmm.
In Barron's, you know, I think a guy kind of did like a mea culpa, you know, and he said he was always kind of negative and Netflix didn't see how they could do this and that. And people were focusing on the U.S. New subscribers, which they were disappointed in.
Mm-hmm.
But he says they're unbelievably big internationally. Okay?
Right, that's what it is. And there are international subscribers
right
now. So.
And that's where the business, you know, I'm talking fundamentally, which I normally don't do, but that's where the big growth is and has been and was. And also, I can't remember who is the author of the article in Barron's, but he mentioned he didn't think they could keep coming up with winning things that would draw, you know, winning a series, right?
And that's ridiculous.
Which is ridiculous.
Right.
And now they came up with something called, what is it, The Witchery, and which is made.
I think it's called Witcher.
The Witcher, which is.
No, just Witcher.
The Witcher.
No, not the.
The, just Witcher?
I believe that.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't watch that.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you.
I appreciate it. But it's also comes from a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they said that, you know, he's saying more companies should make these from video games. So. The stock looks good. It gave indications of the way it acted that the buyers are coming back in. It'll have to get past this 360 area. And if it does, the next target would be 385 and then up in the old highs, you know, around what, four? Let's see, four something. Let's see, 420, which is. Unbelievably, Guggenheim's target. So they expect it to go to new highs.
Yeah, the other company is Maness, Crespi, and Hart. They raise their price from 350 to 400.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, one went 354. I think Guggenheim went 4 to 420.
Yeah. I don't have Guggenheim on here yet, so.
Yeah, but.
And that show is it is called The Witcher, as I just to correct myself here. But
well, now I feel
Witcher.
Better.
Yeah,
apologize.
No, yeah, that'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Anyway, and you know,
I know it as Witcher.
Yeah, and I would say only, you know, if this, you know, and it depends on how much risk you want to take. I forgot where to close anyway.
353.
I would only get maybe concerned if it dropped below 320, which is not bad. I mean, that's what, 33 points, less than 10% risk. And, you know, theoretically, if it could go to 420, you know, you're, what, 60-some-odd points
right.
Versus, let's see, versus, what, about 20, 28 in the downside. So the risk-reward looks pretty good. So if you've done your research and you like it and... You know, I would read, if you got a chance, you know, look at the Barron's article, you know, where the guy mentions, and very interesting. He wrote up a lot about what Netflix is doing, so that one looks interesting. What's the other one now?
The other one comes from Steve, who says, good morning, guys. Great show, as always.
Well,
I listen
that.
Every Saturday from Dumfries, Virginia.
Holy cow.
I have a great REIT for your listeners, UBP, and wanted your opinion. Thanks again,
UBP.
Steve.
UBP. Mm-hmm. Okay.
closed at $19.15, pays a dividend of 5.25%.
Nice. Major breakout recently at 19. Like, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What's a 7? Septuple?
Yep.
Septuple breakout.
It's got a great name. Ørsted Biddle Properties. So I don't know what the Biddle is.
Nice breakout. It looks like it could test the old high around 22. And you said we've got a nice dividend, right, on
the
thing.
5.25%.
5.25% dividend. And you got the 200-day at 17.85. So it's sitting above the 200-day, 50 days at 19, where it's at. So, very interesting stock, with a nice dividend. And I would probably, let's see where we reevaluate that. Some people, buy dividend stocks. They don't care where they go. And that's fine, as long as they're comfortable with that, they'll say, as long as they get the dividend, I don't care,
Is that what they say?
Yep.
I'm very tired.
That they do. I can't believe it. Because I once said to somebody, I said, when we used to do our seminars, I said, what if it went down 50%? I don't care, as long as they're still paying me the dividend.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Until it goes down.
So, I might only reevaluate it if it dropped under 17.5, say. But right now it looks nice. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, right now, phone lines are starting to pick up a little, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if everybody will wait a minute, we'll take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors, every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Well, welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to Richard in Rochester. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. Hi, Dave.
Hi, morning, Richard.
Good, good. I was listening last week, and the show didn't get archived. Are you still archiving?
I don't know why it wouldn't be archived.
I went to the website. The last show was like January 11th. Hmm. And I was on the phone. I was going to ask you about Micron. I got disconnected, and somebody called about Micron, and I never heard what was said about it. Can you take a look at MU for me?
Well, whatever I said must have been right, so don't worry about it. Let me
always
see.
Right.
Yeah, I wish I was always right.
In his mind, he's always right. It's a dark place.
You're on the check the archives. What do you
5776 on the close. All right.
Yeah.
Right.
But let me.
Every day I check the website to try the archive.
Yeah, it's on the ESPN website, so maybe it's not on our website. I don't know. I'll check and see.
1520. How do I get to the ESPN website?
Well, it should have been, because we did put a link to it, and it should have gone there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yours always does show it, except it skipped last week for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why not. Here. Doesn't make sense. Well, we'll check it out, because we changed it if you click on the archive, it's supposed to forward it to the ESPN website.
Okay. Yeah, it always did up until last week. But you
could do ESPN 1520, right?
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, look that up, and you should be able to get to it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll have to look into why it didn't carry over, because because
they might be sending that to the Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame. The economic.
We'll have to check the link. But anyway, so what are you looking to buy the stock or what?
Yeah, my wife thought it was interesting and wanted to take a look at it.
Well, too bad you didn't hear. I said to buy it last week. You know.
Oh, good.
But anyway, I don't know what I said last week. I can't remember what I said 5 minutes ago. But anyway, you know, if you were to buy it, the stop on the point and figure chart would be 52. The key is going to be that 64 area, okay? So 64 was the previous high back in 2018. Could be resistance there. But it looks like it's trying to get up to that area right now, so... Definitely.
Okay.
And, you know, the 50 days at 51.94. And, yeah, so yeah, it broke out at 57. So it looks all right. It depends on whether you want to buy a little, and then if it pulls back, buy some more. And then, you know, reevaluate it if it went down to, say, 52.
Do you think the sector is okay?
Well, I don't know if the whole sector, I mean, it's way overextended, the whole semiconductor sector.
I mean, Intel's a leader. I mean, and, you know, you got Intel and you got NVIDIA. I don't, you know, MU, you know, has always been.
Yeah, but they have things going for them now, too, now.
And I listened to the Intel chief executive officer and.
What?
Well, look at it. It was up $5 on Friday
well,
in the down market.
Okay, so he likes Intel. But anyway,
I'm just saying.
I think Micron, you know, if you do some research into it, you'll see that they're into some interesting things now.
I like NVIDIA.
Because they used to just be RAM, you know.
Right. Okay. Could I give me two more to look at, please?
No.
Oh, come on, Pete.
Go ahead.
One is a REIT, AGNC, Apple, George, Nancy, Charles.
Okay. AGMC.
N is a Nancy.
That's what.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
I just did.
Okay.
18:35 on the close.
See now, if you had called me to buy that stock, I would have bought the wrong one. You know. So, but anyway.
Strong yield.
Yeah. Huh. That's why you always have to have people. Or you always have to repeat stuff to people to make sure you heard it right. Well, you know, the real strong support was in the 15 area on it. And it came down, tested that 15 area, kind of roared right out of there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the 200 days at 17, and it closed above it, I believe. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, 18.35, 10.5% yield.
Right.
Dividend.
Yeah. And, you know, resistance is probably between 20 and 22.
As well, you know, you need to look back on that dividend,
yeah.
See how secure, how many,
yeah.
You know.
And if it dropped below the 200-day, you'd probably reevaluate it. So under 17, you know, you'd reevaluate it. And But looks interesting.
Okay. One more. ETJ, Edward Thomas Joseph.
Yeah.
Almost sounds like a Japan ETF, but I don't know.
No, it's an advance.
It's Edward
EV Jones Risk Managed. Divers equity?
Diverse equity.
Divers? What kind
Edward,
of divers?
Edward,
diversified.
Oh, well, it says divers here.
it's diversified equity.
Well, it did dive. I see that. But anyway.
It dove, yeah. It was a new issue at $20 a long time ago.
Yeah.
That I happened to participate in. What?
No, you got the wrong stock. Edward Thomas Joseph.
Yeah, it was a new issue
looking
15, 20 years
looking
ago.
Looking at it.
When did it come out of $20?
Years ago.
Oh. Well, I'm going back to 2009, and I thought the chart looked positive.
I don't know. It was before then, maybe.
Positive.
I don't know. As Pete says, time flies.
I would say if I turned the chart upside down, it would look positive.
Yeah, it's paid a lot. A lot of the dividends are return of capital, and that's so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're a bottom fisher. It did turn. If you were to buy it, where to close at?
949, 950,
which is just a hair above the 200-day, which is one positive. And I would have to evaluate it, you know, if reevaluate it definitely if it went to 7.5. And so, I mean, you might take a stab, you know, do some more research into it. You know, why from, let's see. This doesn't bounce around a lot, really. It's not a lot of movement on it. A lot of resistance in the 10 area. I don't know. You know, I mean, in other words, it's a bottom fisher. You know, if you feel strong, you might be right. I don't know.
I haven't seen it move much since July, and it's yielding 10.5 monthly payers. So that's why I thought it.
Yeah,
might
I'd be look. Short. I'd look into it. You know, a little bit more.
Yeah, return.
Yeah,
return
it came out July 31st, 2007.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Go back that far, but yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend there. Okay, phone line's pretty wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go to a patient, Vic, in Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay, thanks for waiting, yeah.
I'm not calling to complain about the weather down in Florida. we had our 3 days of winter this week. It was in the 60s, so I think we can take that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had your, I don't know what you'd call it in Florida. It's like our January thaw, right? You had the opposite.
It doesn't last long, and today it's in the 70s. So.
Beautiful.
One reason why Boeing was up in the down market yesterday was that there was a report that the head of the FAA called the airlines to tell them that that he expected approval of the 737 MAX before by mid-year. So I think that was a positive. And it was up $5 yesterday where the market was down. So
yeah, that can always be a good sign.
Yeah. I've been buying Uber steadily from about 30. And I was looking at the chart today, and looks like it's near its bullish price target. I'm just wondering what you think.
Well, let's see. Price objective 60.
60, really?
Yeah. What are you looking at? Stock charts or?
Yeah, stock charts.
Well, you got to try the other method too. You know, you got to change. There's two different methods that they use to calculate on stock charts. So if you go to stock charts, I could probably do that real quick. See, there's like, I forgot how they call these, the different methods, but there's two different methods they use for calculating the price chart, calculating the percentage, you know, profit.
Uh-huh.
Profit, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. Target.
Target price.
That's what I'm trying to say. Right, there we go. So if you do the target price, there's this thing that says price objective, none, okay, or breakout or reversal, okay?
Okay.
And you can change it, you know, and not having much luck changing it at the moment. But if you do, you know, change it to the other one, you know, rather than the one you're looking at and see what they come up with.
Where do you do that?
Well, in other words, when you have the point and figure chart up.
Right.
Under it. There's all sorts of chart attributes and so forth.
Right, right, right.
The second one way on the right says price objective. It says none. And if you drop down the box, it says reversal or breakout, all right?
Oh, okay. I see.
And then you will update it. And I see if I'm technologically smart enough to update this, but hang on.
I would try proficient instead of smart.
Okay, so I did breakout. Whoops, and it died. But anyway, okay. Who knows what just happened? So
okay,
we'll try it one more time, real quick. I don't want to waste a lot of time messing around with this. Don't know what happened. I clicked on it, and all of a sudden, something else came up. So, and we'll change this to
operator error.
Operator. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that very much. All right, one more shot, then I quit. So I will.
Don't we have any Jeopardy music or what?
Maybe that update button's broken. I don't know. But anyway, that's how you do it, okay?
There you go. That looks nice.
That looks good, yeah. Then they have to come up with an advertisement, so.
Don't you want to unlock all
of the bullish
the
price objective,
tools?
If you do the breakout, is 59.
Well, I'll take that.
So, you know, you always change it if you don't like the first one.
Anyway. Way to go. That's true.
It looks like there's resistance.
I can't believe I'd be fundamental every once in a while. But I see they're finally maybe starting to do smart things. They got rid of their
Uber Eats in India.
Eats in India, and maybe they'll get rid of it. Totally, you know.
I guess people use it.
But they're all, you know, all zero.
They're not making anything.
Right. And then if they start charging, you know, and how can you possibly make money delivering from Wendy's or something? It doesn't make sense, you know.
I don't know. People do it though. I get elbowed out of line.
If they're free, you know, Wendy's is advertising free.
You got to pay for something.
Anyway. It looks like the stock has turned around. I'd hang on to it right now. And let me look at the 200-day moving average on this. Okay, hang on a second there. Good thing there's nobody on the line, right? No, not a good thing. But
it would not change your mind anyway.
Yeah, I know. So let's get the point and figure chart up. 200-day is at 35, closed at 36.80, good sign. So I'm glad it's above that. And, you know, let me see where you might. But that's good. You know, that's a good sign for it.
And I'm just looking at Lyft. It closed at 48, and they've got a target price of 67. So it's interesting.
Wow. Both that would be great.
Yeah. And your support for Uber is in the 32-33 area.
You're not very woke, Pete.
No. I think it's – we done yet? No. Yeah, but you know, you should have good support, 32-33. If you dropped under that, reevaluate it. You know.
Okay. Do you have time for a couple others?
Sure.
Synopsys. SNPS.
SNPS. Boy, a nice chart on that thing's been going and going. Do you own it, or are you looking to buy?
Yeah, I own it. I'm thinking of maybe buying a little more.
Hmm. Okay, so that looks great there. And let me take a look. I'm looking at a daily chart right now. Let me look at the point and figure chart. I mean, these have been really running, you know, no question about that. Let's see. All right, boy, is that a major breakout there. You know, consolidated for several, it looks like a couple of months, right?
Well, they're semiconductors, right? Yeah.
And then broke out at 148. Price objective on this is 206. And let's see. Forget the 200-day. It's not that bad. The 200-day is back at 132. The 50-day is at 141. So, and you have good support, 144 to 146. So I would only reevaluate if it was under the 50-day, you know. Which is at 141 right now. Yep.
141. Okay, great. And one more, which I own, is NextEra Energy.
Oh, geez. Have you had that a while? Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that a while, and it seems like it's one of the only utilities that's a growth stock.
Yeah, it is. There's no because they're into all the alternative stuff too.
Yeah, you know? They are, and they're down here.
Yep, and it just keeps going and going and going. I mean, it's wild.
What's the symbol? NX?
NEE.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
looking at the point and figure, and it says it met its bullish price objective.
I want it. Yeah, that makes it tough. You know, I mean, as far as you can't. This point with it running like that, you're not going to come up with a, you know, a price object, new price objective.
263.72.
Oh yeah, when was it? It was
1.9% yield.
Back in 2015, it was 94.
Right.
For a utility, now it's 264. So almost triple.
This is
right?
What they call the exception, not the rule.
Well, this is like I say, it's the growth, top growth utility, right? And if you looked at it, just ran from 190 to 236, 46. So, I mean, I would think the next objective is at least, and then that much higher, 270.
And got to watch it here. And support, you think, is what?
Well, support, 200 days, 219. The 50 days, 239. I'd use the 50-day.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's not bad. Okay. That's about 25 points, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say, well, right? But anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks for your help.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a good weekend.
Stay
Enjoy
warm.
The weather.
You too.
Okay, take care. Right now, phone lines are wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Anything on the chat box?
Nope.
Nothing on the chat box. So I will mention the chat box. It's saperston.com, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, and you can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we can talk to a few more people, because I think we got, what, about 10 minutes left in the show, something like that.
You do.
I have 10 minutes left. You don't? You're leaving?
No, 8:03, 15:20. They have me doing the next hour, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
What
they
do you
didn't tell
it?
You? It was in your dream. That's why you were thrashing around.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Let's talk about interest rates.
What about interest rates?
What about them? Huh?
You talk about them.
They're so low. It's unbelievable again. It's you know, the 10-year is 1.68.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, negative rates again in Germany, almost 40 basis points.
Well, that's
Japan.
That's one of the factors behind why the market's going up.
You think?
Oh yeah, I would think. What's your choice? What's your choice?
Well, there is an amazing amount of cash, but Jamie Dimon says his one big worry is negative interest rates. Of course, he's a chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Well, he wouldn't like that. I mean, that where the bank pays you.
Well, I don't think it works like that. That's not how it works. But Japan has had negative interest rates for 40 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they've tried it. It doesn't seem to work. They're trying to stimulate their economy by inflating.
But see, I always tell people there's a lot more factors involved, okay? You know, and the variables can be totally different in Japan than they are here. Who knows, right? Who knows what, you know, with the way our economy is and everything and the way the economy runs, that, you know, what negative interest rates really would do.
Kind of one of the great experiments of all time, and we still don't know what
exactly
the ultimate outcome is.
You don't. We're going to go.
I'm telling you, it doesn't work.
We're going to go. We're going to go. It hasn't been proved yet. We'll go next to Dreamer. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you for calling us that.
So what's up?
Buy gold.
All right, then. No problem.
Platinum's staying over $1,000 an ounce, too. Anyways, I got a stock for you.
What is it?
GTBDF.
Too many letters. GTB.
That's for all your listeners.
I'm sure it's not going to come up, but what was it again?
G as in go.
Mm-hmm.
T as in two. B as in brother, D as in desperate, and F, well, F is F. See, I got you laughing.
F is in Frank.
Anyway, bad news is I can't get a chart on it.
Well, you're kidding me. It was on Yahoo Finance.
Was it? Yeah. GTD.
Well, sorry, all you listeners.
They're on the edge of their seats.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I can't find it on any of my sites, so.
Well, I have it. It's Great Bear Resources Limited.
And what's the symbol again?
George Tom, Boy David, Frank. Close at $6.73.
Oh, there it is on stock charts.
That's where I got it.
So stock charts.
How's your hearing, Peter?
Bad.
Yeah. The only thing worse than his hearing is his sight.
Yeah, could I fell out of bed, so.
Oh, no.
I wish it was a better story than that. But anyway.
He wishes he was kicked out of bed. That's what he's, anyway.
I was going to say that. But
yeah,
anyway.
He was called to get you guys laughing.
Well, anyway, I mean, it looks nice. It's consolidating nice. 725 is the important resistance area. You know, so if it takes that out, you really got something going. If it dropped, say, to 6... $6, you'd be out of it. But it looks nice.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought I'd call and end the show.
We appreciate it. No, there's one more guy waiting, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to say hello to everybody.
Well, we appreciate that. Enjoy the weather. Take care.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye now. Going next to Dave in Fort Myers. Good morning.
How you doing? I'm wondering you, I've got some shares and I got call option in NVIDIA.
All right.
A call option.
Yeah.
When does it expire?
June. 208. It's a 208. So I got quite in the money.
Yeah, 250.48 on the close. With 5G, they need these chips and gaming, and they are the chip. You know, there's no doubt.
Yeah, you have one option on it or more than one?
I got more than one option on it.
Why wouldn't you take some profit?
Well, the way it runs $2-3 a day here.
Yeah, I agree, but you know, I personally believe when you have a big gain, you take a little off the table because no matter what happens, then you know, you have some profit.
Yeah.
You know, so. You know, it's already exceeded all price objectives, you know, on the charts and everything. And, so, I mean, 220,
I thought
you know.
I thought somebody just recommended it 290. I thought I heard that one.
Well, don't forget. Well, you should know. I mean, I don't know how long you've been doing options, but the worm can turn very quickly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was just upgraded. Yeah. Needham upgraded their, you know, to... not Needham, excuse me. Bank of America, Merrill, has it as a buy when they up the price from 275 to 300.
No, okay. Yeah.
And,
you know, looking at, like I say, I would take some off the table, you know, but if just to have that profit, you know.
Right. And you would take it off of the option rather than take it off the shares?
Oh, what'd you do, though? I mean, is this a covered call?
Yeah, I've got a covered call, but I've got a couple hundred shares. I got a couple options.
Oh, I see what you did. Yeah. So.
Then I got it back. I mean, the shares I got back at 180. So I got a lot in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the call is at 208.
Peter's thinking.
Would you mind the calls at 208?
Yeah, I bought the calls. I got June 208.
Oh, so you bought the calls.
Right.
Oh, okay.
They're not covered.
That's
calls,
not a covered call. A covered call is you sell the call. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
you got a lot of profit options.
In the option, I would take some of it off the options.
Okay.
Because of the leverage. So.
Yeah. All right, maybe I'll take one off and let the other one run.
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, you say, I should have never listened to him. It went away. Yeah, but...
money in your pocket's better than...
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Al.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Okay, I guess we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. Went pretty well in terms of callers and people in the chat box.
Right, if you want to measure it by that.
That's it.
That's the only way we measure it, isn't it?
That's the metrics.
That's right.
You know, it's like all those companies that don't make money, they have certain metrics, you know, that they can measure things by and show you how well they're really doing, right?
So we take the one that works the best.
Whatever works
week.
The best, that's you know. Right. It's just like, you know, in the advisory business, you know, you say, well, you know, you'd start with them and they'd say, well, we measure against the overall market index,
right.
You know, and then that didn't work out too well. And then, well, now we're measuring against, and you just change that, you know, so.
Well, we do have critics, so.
Yeah, you know. No question about it, so. But anyway, you know, it'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting with the earnings coming out. Of those big companies.
Yeah, I think, NVIDIA or Netflix?
A whole bunch of them come
out.
Amazon.
Yeah.
And
Amazon, I know for sure.
I know that. Yeah. And Apple, I think, comes out next week, I'm pretty sure. So anyway, it will be an interesting week. Keep a little powder dry until next week. Take care.
Have a good weekend.